Okay, so I have the sound level down now a little bit for the music. So, one thing, amongst many things, which is actually quite interesting. Let's see how this goes. One thing is that tomorrow evening, we're going to have the class at the same time, but it's not going to be a class. It's going to be a kirtan performance that will be in honor of the devotees in Bangladesh. And that's going to be on the streets here in Raleigh. So we're going to be broadcasting live on the scene from the streets in Raleigh, actually Morrisville, to be more precise, Morrisville and Cary, to be more precise, where we're going to be praying for peace and praying for the welfare of the devotees in Bangladesh. And notice I did not say protest, I did not say demonstration, because we are not trying to stimulate more hate between people. We are trying to encourage peace and love and universal brotherhood between people, so which is really important to remember that. It's very important not to have pugilistic language. Pugilistic means fighting language, or a language that divides us. I will send a notice, don't worry about that, Mr. Cohen. Oh, I just sent a WhatsApp notice tonight. That's right. Okay, let me send a WhatsApp notice. Send the WhatsApp notice to tell everybody we are online. Of course, everybody, hopefully they understand, because we are online just about every day. So, anyway, so for those of you who are joining us just now, I'll be making that announcement at the end too, about tomorrow night's program. But it'll be at the same time, same station. Perhaps we'll start a little earlier. Maybe 4 o'clock or 4:30. Anyway, so let us chant the Dhammadharashtaka prayers. And I turn the sound down so it won't overload the sound right now. And I will chant, try to chant more peacefully and not do it a rock and roll style, since all of you want to meditate. Shamna Moksha Vadil Ma Chani Pranayam Varisha Diha Idam Deva Purnata Gopala Mala Tadame Manasya Thank you. Jai Om Vishnupad. Paramahansa Paravidakacharya Ostu Teta Sutashi Shima. His divine grace. Palaya Chanana Vatvananda Gosari. Shira Prabhupada Jai. Iskan Founder Acharya. Shira Prabhupada Jai. Ananda Goti Vaishnav Rinda Gijai. Namacharya Shidavida Stakur Gijai. Friend Sego Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Rabbi Chinanda Shivaitira Shivasari Go Bhakta Rinda Gijai. Shri Shri Radhakrishna Go Kavadana. Shaima Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Gijai. Vrindavu Gijai. Vachuradam Kijai, Jagadavasami Kijai, Yunamai Kijai, Shimadita Lasidevi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Ro. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Ja. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarane. So, let's read the translation. I'm just adjusting the microphone volume so you can all hear me better. So the translation to this prayer is to the Supreme Controller who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge, whose glistening earrings swing to and fro, who manifested himself in Gokula, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms and then quickly jumped up and ran and retreated in fear of Mother Yashoda, but was ultimately caught to that Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances. Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick, and as Mother Yashoda bound his belly with ropes, he shivered in fright and his pearl necklace shook. To the Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, who is bound by his devotee's love, I offer my humble obeisances. Those super excellent pastimes of Lord Krishna's babyhood drown the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. To the devotees who are attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayan and Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. To the Supreme Lord Damodar, my obeisances hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know your feature of Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart. O Lord, the cheeks of your blackish lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curling hair, have become reddened like bimba fruit due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences are of no use to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my mind. O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I am drowning in an ocean of sorrow, and am almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy upon me, uplift me, and protect me with your nectarian vision. O Lord Damodar, in your form as a baby, Mother Yashoda bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kuvera, Manikudiva, and Nalakuvera, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in the same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence. O Lord, the entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which was bound with a rope by Mother Yashoda. To this rope I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Srimati Radharani and to your unlimited pastimes, Lord Damodar Ki Jai. And now we will continue with our reading of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're reading from the 17th chapter. Wow. 17th chapter of the Madhyalila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, beginning with text 12. So this is actually about Lord Chaitanya's visit to Jagannath Puri. Vrindavan. And the previous chapter, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu trying to go to Vrindavan, but he was advised by Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, don't go with the crowd. It's not a good idea. It's like a circus. So this time he's going alone with Balabhadra Bhattacharya, his servant. And you'll hear about these amazing pastimes that he executed in Braj when he went there. Okay, so without further ado, we are going to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Omagana Timiranda Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur Unmiditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master's divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktivrinda. All right, I have two screens here. Let us go ahead. So begin with text 12. Manapate aiti nahi bhojana brahmana agyakara sange jaluka vipraheka jana. When you go through the jungle, there will be no brahman available from whom you can accept lunch. Therefore, please give permission for at least one pure brahmana to accompany you. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to reiterate what we heard yesterday, he wanted to go alone to Vrindavan. And one of the main reasons he wanted to go alone to Vrindavan, and without anyone else, is because previously when he went to South India, he had trouble with his servant. The servant's name was Krishnadas. That's a nice name. So what was the trouble that Lord Chaitanya had with Krishnadas? Wow, don't ask. Krishnadas was lured by the gypsies who basically stole him away with... Actually, they used women to lure him away. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to go and save him. So this is also very interesting that one may be directly with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, if you want to be in Maya, you can be in Maya, even if you're with God himself. So that did not say, because everyone has free will. Just like Arjuna, he was in Maya at the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. And he was directly with the Supreme Personality of God. And of course, that was Yoga Maya, because the Arjuna is a pure devotee and interested in devotee, always accompanying Krishna. But he was showing us by his example that it's not enough to be physically with a great devotee or physically with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One has to actually hear and take instructions and imbibe those instructions in one's heart. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was really reluctant to take anyone with him because he had bad experience before. So, Prabhu kahe nija sangi kano na lahiba ega jana nila nera mani dukaha iba. Excuse me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I shall not take any of my associates with me because if I choose someone, all the others will be unhappy. So there's some like sibling rivalry there. Nutana sangi hai beka snigda yan ramana Such a person must be a new man, and he must have a peaceful mind. If I can obtain such a man, I shall agree to take him with me. So here Prabhupada tells the story again about Krishnadas, Kala Krishnadas. Formerly, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, a brahmana named Kala Krishnadas went with him. Kala Krishnadas fell victim to a woman, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to take the trouble to free him from the clutches of the gypsies. Therefore, the Lord here says that he wants a new man who is peaceful in mind. One whose mind is not peaceful is agitated by certain drives, especially the sex desire, even though he may be in the company of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's what I just told you. That desire is a very strong. Avatam ganame tena gyanino vichyavayana kama rupena kontya. Dushparena lenacha. One's intelligence is covered by his eternal enemy known as lust, which bewilders him. Such a man will become a victim of women, who will fall down even in the company of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maya is so strong that unless one is determined not to fall victim, even the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot give protection. Now that's very interesting. Let me just outline that. Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot give protection. Wow. Cannot? I thought he's all powerful. Well, he is all powerful, but he has decided to give you free will. He's not going to change your constitution. If he changed your constitutional nature of being or having free will, you would not be you. You would be a robot. I, robot. Anyway, you'd be a robot. So the Lord has decided you have free will because he wants you freely to love him, because love that's under duress is not love. It is force. Just like when I was young, sometimes the young boys would take someone and twist the arm behind their back and say, I give up. So they would say that, oh my God, I give up, I surrender. So that is not surrender, that is not giving up, and that is not love. So even the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot give protection. And also, to remain free of Maya, we have to endeavor. That's right. That's why when you see the demons that were killed by the Supreme Lord Balaram, those demons represent anarthas, like lust, that have to be dealt with by the individual utilizing the instructions and strength given by the Supreme Personality Godhead, as Krishna says in the Gita. I am the strength of the strong, right? I am the intelligence of the intelligent. So Krishna doesn't say, I am the free will of the individual. He says, I'm the strength of the strong and the intelligence of the intelligent. Okay, very important. So even the Supreme Lord cannot give protection. So you have to make endeavor to control your senses. You can't just say, Krishna, control my senses. No way, Jose. You have to control yourself. You are responsible. Not that the devil made you do it. You did it. You are responsible. Remember that. Personal responsibility. The Supreme Lord and his representative always want to give protection, but a person must take advantage of their personal contact. If one thinks that the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his representative is an ordinary man, he will certainly fall down. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want a person like Kala Krishnadasa to accompany him. He wanted someone who was determined, aka Guru Nandana, who had a peaceful mind and who was not agitated by ulterior motives. Sarupakahe e balabhadrabhatacharya tamate su snigdhabhata Pandita Sadhu Arya. Sarup Damodar then said, here is Balabhadra Bhattacharya, who has great love for you. He is an honest, learned scholar, and he is advanced in spiritual consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted a new man, not a person like Kala Krishnadas who would fall for women. Swarup Damodar therefore immediately pointed out a new Brahmin named Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Actually, one of my god brothers is named Balabhadra Bhattacharya, and he's a wonderful devotee. And he lives in Atlanta with his wife Gandhari, and they are just simply wonderful devotees, and I miss their association. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami had studied this person very thoroughly and seen that he had great love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only did he love the Lord, but he was also learned and honest. He was not duplicitous, and he was advanced in Krishna consciousness. According to a Bengali proverb, Uti bhakti churera lakshana, too much devotion is a symptom of a thief. A person who assumes himself to be a great devotee but mentally is thinking of something else is duplicitous. One who is not duplicitous is called sadhu. So what does that mean, too much devotion is a sign of a thief? Should the spiritual master be thinking when a disciple says, you know, I really want to serve you, then, ooh, that's a thief, that's a rascal. No. One who displays openly in front of other people and doesn't do anything, but just like speaks but doesn't do anything, that is a thief. But one who acts devotionally, and one who actually 24/7 is engaged in devotional service, that's not a thief. Swarup Damodar immediately pointed out that Balabhadra Bhattacharya was quite fit to accompany the Lord because he was a learned scholar and was simple and had great love for Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was also advanced in Krishna consciousness, therefore he was considered appropriate for accompanying the Lord as a personal servant. The words snigdha, very peaceful, and su, snigdha, affectionate, are used in verses 14 and 15 respectively, and they are also found in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.8. Mruya snigdasya shishasya guravo guyam apyuta. A disciple who has actual love for a spiritual master is endowed by the blessings of the spiritual master with all confidential knowledge. Srila Sridhara Swami has commented that the word snigdasya means prema vatlaha. The word prema vatlaha indicates that one has great love for his spiritual master. So what does that mean, great love for the spiritual master? That means you love someone, that every moment of your day, it's not simply tears, crocodile tears. What are crocodile tears? I don't know where that expression came from, but it basically means just like tears that are imitation. And I guess a crocodile sometimes cries, but then it bites you. I guess that's where it came from. Actually, that's true. I've seen crocodiles before. Actually, alligators, not crocodiles. And you actually see tears in their eyes. And then if they bite you, you're finished. So devotion means that really just working for the benefit of the spiritual master. That's actually the point. And that's what I've stressed many, many times, that one should be thinking, what would my spiritual master want me to do? And what would he not want me to do? And act accordingly, think accordingly. And that's love. Practical love. Love is not love, 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 word jugglery. It is actual practical action 24 hours a day. It takes a while to achieve that state. So don't worry, don't get upset, don't get guilty. One of my disciples sent me a message. I'm thinking all the time, wow, Ishwara Chaitanya is always thinking. It's either Ishwara Chaitanya, his mother, his father, or his sister. They always use the same. It's hard to tell who it is. Pratame tamasanghe ailagoda hoite in Haraiche Hache Sarvatirtha Karite. In the beginning, he came with you from Bengal. It was his desire to visit and see all the holy places of pilgrimage. In Harasange Ache Vipra Eka Pritcha, in Opate Karipena Seva Bhiksha Kritcha. In addition, You may take another brahmana who will act as a servant en route and make arrangements for your food. So in other words, two brahmanas. Pretty good. In Hari Sange Lahagyadhi Sabharahaya Sukha Vanapate Aite Tumara Nahibe Kona Dukha. If you can also take him with you, we will be very happy. If two people go with you through the jungle, there will certainly be no difficulty or inconvenience. Sevi pravahini be vastram bubajana patacharya vikshadive kari vikshatana. The other brahmana can carry your cloth and water pot, and Balabhadra Bhattacharya will collect alms and cook for you. Tanhara vachana prabhu angikara kuila Balabhadra Bhattacharya sange kari nila. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the request of Sarup Damodar Pandit and agreed to take Balabhadra Bhattacharya with him. Purva ratre jagannatha deki agyalana sheshachayuti prabhu chalila lukanda. On the previous night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had visited Lord Jagannath and taken his permission. Now, near the end of the night, the Lord got up and started immediately. He was not seen by others. Of course, he took his servants with him. Pratakale vatagana prabhuna dekhiya anveshanakari pire vyakula handa. Because the Lord had departed, the devotees, unable to see him early in the morning, began to search for him with great anxiety. Sadupa goshani sabaya kaila nivarana nivritahana rahi sabi jani praburamana. While all the devotees were searching for the Lord, Swarup Damodar restrained them. Then everyone felt silent, knowing the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to leave, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, and he didn't want to go through this like extensive goodbyes. Goodbye this, goodbye that. I'm just going to Vrindavan. And he knew the devotees were going to try to make some excuse to keep him there longer. So he didn't want to go through that. He said, I'm going to Vrindavan. Because previously the devotees had made so many tricks to keep him in Jagannath Puri. So he didn't want to take no for an answer at this point. Going. Prasada patachari prabhu upapate chalila kataka dakine kari vane praveshila. The Lord abandoned walking on the well-known public road and went instead along a bypass. He thus kept the city of Kataka on his right as he entered the forest, because he didn't want to be disturbed by having to meet anybody and having people hold him up, especially the king was in Kataka. And so he was thinking, I just want to go to Vrindavan. Nirjanavane chale Prabhu Krishna nama lana hasti vyagra patachare pabure dekhiya. When the Lord passed through the solitary forest chanting the holy name of Krishna, the tigers and elephants, seeing him, gave way. Now, that particular time, there were so many wild animals in India. There still are, but not as many as there were then. There were these tigers, these Bengal tigers. They're as big as cows. Seriously. They're really big. I've seen them in zoos. I haven't seen them in Bengal. But they're as big as cows, and there's jackals, and wow, there's even rhinoceri. Pali pali vyagrahasti gandhara su shukara gada taramajidaveshi prabhu karila gamana. When the Lord passed through the jungle in great ecstasy, packs of tigers, elephants, packs of rhinoceros, and boars came, and the Lord passed right through them. And you may think, boar, you know, who's going to get hurt by a boar? These boars are ferocious. I've seen them. They're dangerous. They can kill people. They have these giant tusks, and they can impale you on their tusks. They've actually killed people. Even in America, they killed people. What to speak of India? It's dangerous. This is the Jarakanda forest. Deki Bhattacharya Manehaya Mahavaya Prabhura Pratapa Tara Ekapasha Haila. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was very much afraid to see them, but by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence, all the animals stood to the side, stood to one side. Ekadina Pate Vyagra Kariyache Shayana Aveshe Taragaye Prabhura Lagila Charana. One day a tiger was lying on the path, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, walking along the path in ecstatic love, touched the tiger with his feet. Oh my God, what's going to happen now? Of course I know, but you'll hear about it. Prabhu Kahi Ka Krishna Vyagro Tila Krishna Krishna Kahi Vyagra Nachite Lagila. The Lord said, chant the holy name of Krishna. The tiger immediately got up and began to dance and to chant Krishna, Krishna. You can imagine a Bengali tiger as big as a cow getting up and chanting Krishna, Krishna. I mean, it's unbelievable. But the Lord was able to do that. Prabhupada said, we may not be able to get tigers and lions and rhinoceri to hear and chant, but we can get human beings at least. We're empowered to do that. And that's the amazing thing. We can take people who are like animals and turn them into great devotees of the Lord by Prabhupada's mercy. Adadine Mahaprabhu Kare Nari Snada Matahasti Yuta Aila Karite Jala Pana. Another day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bathing in the river, a herd of maddened elephants came there to drink water. Prabhu Jalakritchakare Agehasti Aila Krishna Kahapali Prabhu Jalapili Marila. But the Lord was bathing and murmuring the Gayatri Mantra. The elephants came before him. The Lord immediately splashed some water on the elephants and asked them to chant the name of Krishna. That's amazing, because these elephants are wild elephants. They also kill people. They trample people. They're not something to play around with. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, playing the part of a very great advanced devotee. On the Mahabhagavat platform, the devotee makes no distinction between friends and enemies. On that platform, he sees everyone as a servant of Krishna. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita in the 5th chapter, text 18, Vichavinaya Sambhane Brahmani Gavihashtani Shuni Chaiva Swapaki Cha Padita Samadarshanaha. The humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahmin, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog-eater, outcast. A Mahabhagavat being learned in advance of spiritual consciousness sees no difference between a tiger, an elephant, or a learned scholar. The test of advanced spiritual consciousness is that one becomes fearless. He envies no one, and he's always engaged with the Lord's service. He sees every living entity as an eternal part and parcel of the Lord, rendering service according to his capacity by the will of the Supreme Lord. As Krishna confirms in the Bhagavad Gita, the 15th chapter, text 15, Sarvasya chaham riti sadavishto matakshmati jnanam aponam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Of course, this is all part of the Lord's reciprocation with the living entity. Yayata mam prapajate tamsataiva bhajamiham. As Krishna says, I reciprocate as they surrender to me, or reciprocate with me, I reciprocate with them. And also Krishna says, samaham sarvabhuteshu. I am equal to everyone. Nami dvesho stina priyaha. So everything's based upon reciprocation. So if you want Krishna, you'll get remembrance, knowledge of Krishna, and you'll forget Maya. And if you don't want Krishna, you'll get remembrance of Maya, knowledge about Maya, and you'll forget Krishna. It's exactly what happens. It's all up to your desire. You are personally responsible. If you're in Maya, talking about Mahamaya now, your fault, buddy, not Krishna's fault. If you're Krishna conscious, your credit buddy or girly. It's not Krishna's credit, it's your credit. Of course, it's also the Krishna's pure devotee who gave you the ability to come out of Maya. Mahabhagavat knows that Krishna is in everyone's heart. Krishna is dictating and the living entity is following his dictations. Krishna is within the heart of the tiger, elephant, and boar. Therefore, Krishna tells them, here's a Mahabhagavat, please do not disturb him. Why then should animals be envious of such a great personality? Those who are neophytes or even a little progressed in devotional service should not try to imitate the Mahabhagavat. Rather, they should only follow in his footsteps. The word anukara means imitating, and anusara means trying to follow in the footsteps. We should not try to imitate the activities of Mahabhagavat or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our best efforts should be exerted in trying to follow them according to our ability. The Mahabhagavat's heart is completely freed from material contamination. He can become dear even to the fierce animals like tigers and elephants. Just like it's described at the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Dira, dira, jana, priyo, priyagaro, niramatsaro, pujito. That means they were very dear to those who were self-controlled, those who were not self-controlled, to every living entity. Why? Nirmatsaro Pujito, because they had no envy and they didn't want to be worshipped, and they were worshipable. Okay, very, very interesting. No envy. What does it mean to have envy of other people or other living entities? We use those other living entities for our satisfaction. That's the difference. We think that we want what they have. We want, for example, if we're eating meat, we want your body to eat. It's as simple as that. Or fish, or eggs, or something like that. Or even if you're cutting down a tree for your own sense gratification, we want your tree for my sense gratification. So everything has to be done for Krishna. Otherwise, you're envious of other living entities, even of a tree. Trees and grass, they're also living entities. So one has to give up their envy. And even cockroaches. A pure devotee does not hate cockroaches. Of course, a pure devotee doesn't like to live with cockroaches, but he doesn't hate them either. Indeed, the Mahabhagavat treats them as his very intimate friends. This is really interesting. Very, very, very interesting. The Mahabhagavat's heart is, I'm reading again, just to emphasize this, doubly emphasize, completely free from material contamination, and he can become very dear even to the fierce animals like tigers and elephants. Indeed, the Mahabhagavat treats them as his very intimate friends. So the Mahabhagavat is treating all living entities as his very intimate friends. Someone sent a comment here. Yeah. I see. Yes, I mean, yes, it's also an analogy that the whole material world is like the Jarakanda forest. On this platform, there's no question of envy. In other words, every living yastu sarvani bhutane atmane vanupashati. Sarvabhuteshu chatmanam tatona vigupshate. That see, everybody connected to Krishna, so you don't hate anyone or hate anything. In fact, you love everyone and you love everything. When the Lord was passing through the forest, he was in ecstasy thinking the forest to be Vrindavan. He was simply searching for Krishna. Seja labindu kana lage aragaya. Say Krishna Krishna kai preme na che gaya. The elephants whose bodies were touched by the water splashed by the Lord began to chant Krishna Krishna in great ecstasy. Sorry, I added something. And dance and sing in ecstasy because I was too much in ecstasy. Keha bhume pade keha. Kariye chitkara, deki batacharyera mane haya chamatkara. Some of the elephants fell to the ground and some screamed in ecstasy. Seeing this, Balabhadra Bhattacharya was completely astonished. That's understandable. Pate yaite kari prabhu cha sankirtana madhura kandadwani shuni. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted very loudly while passing through the jungle. Hearing his sweet voice, all the does came near him. Of course, those are the female deer. So it's interesting. I'm just going to relate something that Prabhupada said a few minutes ago. That Prabhupada said, the Mahabhagavat or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we find a similar circumstance where Hariyas Thakur was chanting in a cave, and in that cave was this venomous snake. And Hariyas Thakur didn't even notice the venomous snake, but everybody who came to visit Hariyas Thakur was choking from the fumes from the venomous snake. And they said, we can't see you because of the venomous snake. We can't come to see you because of the venomous snake. And Hariyas Thakur thought, well, I guess I should leave this cave, or the snake should leave the cave. He didn't ask the snake to leave the cave, but the snake left the cave just to serve the pure devotee of Krishna, Hariyas Thakur. So here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is interacting with all the animals. Dakine vame dvane shuniyaya prabhu sange prabhu tara anga muche shloka pade range. Hearing the Lord's great vibration, all the does followed him left and right while reciting a verse with great curiosity. The Lord patted them. This is from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Danyasma mudam matayo viharinya hita yananda nandanam upatha vichitra vesham akarnya venu ranitam saha krishna sara Shandator Virachitam Pranayavalokahai. Blessed are all these foolish deer because they've approached Maharaj Nanda's son, who is gorgeously dressed and is playing on his flute. Indeed, both the does and the bucks, that's male deer, worship the Lord with looks of love and affection. This is a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto, 21st chapter, text 11. Spoken by the gopis of Vrindavan. We will do one more verse and then we'll stop for the day and take questions. Hena kale vyagrantata aila panchasata vyagramrigi mini chale mahaprabhura sata. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was passing through the jungle, 5 or 7 tigers came joining the deer. The tigers began to follow the Lord. Wow. Okay. And this is a cliffhanger right now. So today we read from 17th chapter, from text 12 to text 37. And I'm going to write it down. Okay, so now let us stop sharing and we will allow you all to ask questions. Just 1 second, I have to unmute you all. Or allow you to unmute yourselves, and you can ask some questions, perfect questions, and hopefully perfect answers. Okay, so we find Krishna Priya Devi Das, he wants to ask a question. You can unmute yourself.
Jagadev, please accept my obeisances. So when I was listening to this beautiful description, was it that Balabhadra Bhattacharya, when he came in contact with the devotees, it's like he had a journal and he told everybody about what took place in the Jarikanda forest?
Yeah. Balabhadra Bhattacharya related all these instances. I'm not sure if he wrote them down or if he, you know, I would remember them. I don't think I would. I mean, sometimes I don't remember things, but if I went with someone and the tigers and lions were dancing and chanting and kissing each other, that's something that would remain indelibly imprinted in my memories, in my memory.
And so did he go back to Jagannath Puri with him?
Yes. Balabhadra Bhattacharya returned to Jagannath Puri with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And there was no mention of who the other servant was, really, that traveled?
No, I don't find any mention. Maybe in some of the other literatures there's a mention. But obviously that other servant was greatly fortunate to witness all these things.
And my other question was, like, because we get the history of the Krishna Das who got lured by the gypsies away. You've spoken about that. So was it also also protection for his servants to have two of them there instead, that like association makes it?
I don't know. I mean, it's not really protection. Because if someone wants to be in Maya, he was, and the previous servant was with Lord Chaitanya.
Yeah, completely.
And it's not that all the ser both servants were together all the time, because one of the servants would go out and collect things, and the other one would remain somewhere else. So if one wants to be in Maya, I mean, you can be living in the same room with the Supreme Personality of God, you just turn on your computer.
Like that with the deities, like the and
I mean, actually, it's nowadays it's very easy to be in Maya. You just turn on your computer and you get into Maya immediately. Not that everybody who turns on their computer gets into Maya, but it's right there.
avoid, but be really careful on the computer.
Yeah, it's right there. And one of the main types of Maya that the devotees get into is the Maya of Vaishnava Aparadas. And you'll see people fighting with each other and calling each other names. This is called ad hominem. Like today, I mean, I can just give an instance. Like, oh, a few weeks ago, I made a video of myself trying to encourage people to get the vaccination. And after I made the video, there was a podcast in which someone really just like said something about me that wasn't so nice. But fortunately, today that person actually contacted me and said, you know, he wants to have a dialogue and he understands that he made a mistake. But most of the times, it doesn't happen like that. Most of the times, people do not actually apologize, do not realize that they're criticizing. Of course, I'm not a Vaishnava, I'm not saying that, but they're criticizing someone who's representing Prabhupada. So most of the time, people don't realize that. They just think, you know, this is how we keep the movement pure, by criticizing devotees. Now, even if I do make a mistake, and I certainly do make mistakes, if you call me names for making a mistake, called an ad hominem attack. If you say, I disagree with you, that's not an offense. If someone says, well, I disagree with you, I don't think we should take the vaccination, okay, that's your opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But if someone says, because you're advocating something, you are a rascal, hopeless, useless, in Maya, a disgrace to the Hare Krishna movement. And that's what we see quite a bit. And I think that's the biggest Maya on the internet. The Maya of offenses. And that's more dangerous than actually being in regular Maya. Regular Maya means you just do something like you eat boga or something, or you see a pretty girl or something, I don't know, whatever. But to offend devotees is actually the worst thing you can do. It's much worse than just like deviating from Krishna consciousness. Yeah, so they apologize. Anyway, whatever. I don't need a personally, I don't need apology. I'm happy, you know, someone criticizes me, make my day, it makes me humble. If someone says he's a rascal about me, I say, thank you very much. You're helping me advance in devotional service by developing some humility. So that is, for me, it's nice to be criticized. As it says in the Vedic literature, he who criticizes me is my friend, and he who praises me is my enemy. That's funny. Facebook itself is big Maya. It depends on how you use it. I mean, we're broadcasting on Facebook. Everything. It's like a knife. You can use a knife to hurt someone, or you can use a knife to cut vegetables to offer to Krishna. It's not that a knife is bad. It's not that a gun is bad. You can use a gun to defend people. You can use a gun to kill people. So these things are all neutral. Like a car is either bad or good, depending upon the use. So right now we are broadcasting on Facebook, and so at the same time we're doing Zoom, at the same time we're doing YouTube, and many people, they don't go on Zoom for one reason or other. Maybe their computer's not strong enough, or maybe they can't be on at this time of the day. So then they go on later and they look at it on Facebook or look at it on YouTube. this class, as many people watch this class later on during the day, because it's not the right time for them. They're at work or they're sleeping, especially in India. It's like that. Okay, so Sita Dasi has a question. Why don't you unmute yourself, Sita?
Hare Krishna Gurudev, Vandana Pranam.
Yes, here. Hare Bol.
Guru Maharaj, I have a question from the other class. You mentioned that if someone helps someone else chant, they get the benefit of chanting of the other person.
Yeah.
If that person goes and helps another, like another 10 people or so, so will the person who helped the other person get the benefit of that chanting also?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's like multi. I mentioned in the previous class, it's like multi-level marketing, if you remember precisely what I talked about, that sometimes they have these products that they sell, and if you sell it, you make some money, and if you encourage someone to also become a salesperson, then you'll make money from their selling, and if they encourage someone, you'll make money from two or three ways down the line. Actually, make money from unlimited times down the line as far as Krishna consciousness, not money, of course, spiritual advancement. But they also make advancement. Yeah, everybody makes advancement. A rising tide lifts all boats, as the saying goes. Thank you. That's a good question. And you're doing so much nice service there in Sydney, you know, preaching, I mean, in Brisbane area.
Only a...
You're doing great, great service there.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your blessings.
Great, great service. So one day I hope to visit when...
Yeah, we really miss you, Gurudev.
When it opens up there, then I will visit. But right now, I think New South Wales will open up first.
Yes, they are planning, yes. They're...
And then Queensland will probably be one of the last places to open up. Unfortunately. So we'll see what Krishna wants. I'm going to Fiji on the 5th of December. 5th of December, I'm going to Fiji.
Wow.
So we'll be broadcasting from Fiji. So anyway, so it's, let me make an announcement. No more questions today. The announcement is tomorrow our broadcast will be from a kirtan prayer program for the devotees in Bangladesh. And as we know, the devotees had to endure so many hardships in Bangladesh. And we're praying for them, and we're trying to encourage the government of Bangladesh to take care of the people who did whatever they did. But we're not trying to encourage any sort of inter-religious violence or anything like that. We're not trying to blame it on any particular religion. We're simply encouraging people to see the true unity between all people and all living entities, in fact, and respect that true unity and to love everyone as their brother and sister, like Saint Francis of Assisi did. So that's the whole intention. And so this kirtan, like prayer, we're trying to involve people from different religious organizations, will take place at the same time as, actually starts a little earlier, and we may go online a little earlier. It'll take place at the same time as this class in the evening, and hopefully we're going to be broadcasting from there, so you'll be able to see this kirtan going on and all sorts of wonderful things going on. So I think that there's good internet reception from there. I have a portable hotspot. And so be able to see this nice program, and hopefully there'll be some dignitaries there. I don't know precisely what's going to happen, and I will be there, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. So really, we ask you all to pray for these devotees in Bangladesh, and actually for everyone in Bangladesh, even the perpetrators. We pray that they actually understand that what they did is wrong, and they beg God for forgiveness. Oh, okay, so that's good. You're going downtown New Orleans. That's very good. Oh, Prime Govinda's there. My mentor. That's good, yeah. So all the devotees, in at least in America, we're doing these kirtan programs. But just make sure that it's not, we're not protesting anything. We're not demonstrating, except we're demonstrating the holy name. We're praying for unity and peace. That's really the point. Please do not use the word protest, because as we know, thesis, antithesis. So when that is, when you have a particular opinion, it evokes the opposite side. So when you have a strong, divisive opinion, like we're protesting what you're doing, people are going to counter-protest. And you saw that with, in America, you had protests of Black Lives Matter, and then you had counter-protests, and then counter-counter-protests, and it really didn't solve the problem. So we're trying to be part of the solution, not simply evoke more responses or have people think that others are their enemies. No one is our enemy. Our real enemy is our own lust, anger, greed towards other living entities. That's the enemy. The enemy is within. And so we're encouraging everyone to see their enemy, who the enemy is, not look outside for the enemy. And we, like Haridas Thakur, was feeling compassion, even for those who were beating him. So remember that. Okay, thank you very much. We'll see everybody tomorrow in some state of mind during the kirtan performance, or someone send me a message. How to convince fellow devotees to see the situation with an open mind and heart. I mean, many people are looking to just like be very divisive and encourage, discourage other people and to criticize other religions. It doesn't work. It doesn't, even strategically, it's a horrible strategy. It just creates more violence. Like, what do they say? An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And then the whole world will be blind and toothless. And that's probably good for dentists. If everybody does an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, then the dentists who make dentures will become very rich. But we're not trying to enrich the dentists by our politics. So with this in mind, I think that's it. Let me just see. Yeah. With this in mind, and optometrist, not optometrist, because if someone's blind, the optometrists don't have any business. Then, you know, people will make glass eyeballs or something like that. Or actually, what are the seeing eye dogs? Not trying to do that. Even though the Bible recommends an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, it doesn't work. It really doesn't work long term. We're trying to understand the other people and develop some unity with common purpose. That's all. And no discrimination against other religions. It's really, really, really bad to discriminate against religions. Of course, Krishna consciousness is not a religion. Krishna consciousness is actually the science of the soul, Sanatana Dharma. Okay, we'll see everybody tomorrow evening. Haribol.